Do not jack off to this. I'm serious. Don't touch yourself. Do not masturbate to the sound of my voice. I don't care how hard it gets. This is not a sexual audio at all. So please, just promise me that you'll keep your hands away from, well, yeah. Okay? Can you do that for me? Please? Thank you. Look, I just can't stand it that I try so hard. So hard, you know? And I just wanted to be treated with respect. That's all. Hey, can you please keep your eyes up here? Yeah, thank you. Was that so hard? I mean, gosh, how long can you go without thinking about sex? No, don't look over there. And do not touch yourself. This is not a sexual conversation. I am not going to let you fucking blow me off. So look at me. Good. That's it. That's it. Oh my god. Were you reaching for your dick just now? Jesus, can I not say a few simple things without you trying to whip out your dick? You fucking pig. Do not jack off to this. Do you hear me? Do not jack off to this. No, I don't care how big and hard it is. You're not allowed to touch it. You agreed you would listen to me and not treat me like some fuck toy. Good. Now, just breathe in. Good. Just breathe in and out. That's it. I want you to focus on me, not on fucking me. Not on my eyes and my face and my lips, my soft skin, or my clavicle, or my tits, or... Don't you dare touch it. This is not for your amusement. There is nothing sexual going on here. It's all in your head. Just bubbling up. Thoughts bursting, ready to come out the tip of your big, fat head. What am I doing? Oh, nothing. Huh? You're wondering what the point of this conversation was? Why don't you think about it a bit? Go on. I'm waiting. So, did you figure it out, darling? I mean, I know it must be so hard for you. Well, for you to even think right now, I mean, it's not your fault. It's just that, well, with all your blood being focused down there into your hard, throbbing cock, how can you even focus on anything except your aching balls so full of cum? The overwhelming sensation of the friction of your dick rubbing inside your jeans. Wow, you poor, poor thing. The only thing you're able to think of right now? Yeah, well, it's got to be how badly, how desperately you need to come. You have all of this hot sperm boiling up. about to force itself out of the tip of your cock, and you need to let it out. It's just too much. It's impossible to think of anything else. But remember your promise. You said that you wouldn't jack off, that you wouldn't touch your cock. Do you know why I had you make that promise? Do you? It's because I didn't want you to make yourself come. I wanted to make you come. So I'm going to rub against you, against your jeans for a minute. Nope. That zipper is staying up. Your hard, fat cock is staying inside your pants. You poor, poor thing. I can tell it won't be long now. No. I'm just going to keep rubbing you, squeezing you through your pants. You're going to make a mess. You naughty, naughty boy. You're going to come for me inside your pants. And there's nothing you can do about it. You just want it so badly. You need it. You need to come. I won't even have to count down for you, because we both know that in the next 20 seconds, you are going to absolutely explode. You are going to come for me. I know that you can feel it building, bubbling, overflowing. You can't control it. It's just going to happen. So lie back and accept it. All right, darling. Almost there. 10 seconds now. Any last words before I make you mess your pants? Remember, anything you say can and will be used against you. Breasts, huh? Oh, you're so close. If only we had more time. You poor, poor thing. All you get to do is look at my tits. I mean, geez, you're already over the damn edge, so I don't even have time to take my tits out for you. I would let you do more, but I can already feel you coming. You're coming right now, soaking your boxers, leaking out through your jeans. So, so embarrassing. Oh, you probably feel like a fucking loser right now. Couldn't even hold it in for little old me. Well, let me tell you a secret. I love doing this. I love the control that I can have over you. And I love knowing that you'll get me back for it later. And honestly, I just really, really love the face you make when I've gotten you past the point of no return. When you're trying so desperately to hold on, knowing how absolutely futile this is. Yes, I love knowing you don't stand a chance against me. I love how fucking hot you think I am, and how amazing that makes me feel.